exasperated. Jesus must have wondered, how many times do I have to communicate this before they'll get it? He had been preaching about love and peace and care and valuing all people and more love. And it seems he kept seeing hate, war, indifference, exploitation, and more hate. He tried to show what it meant to serve one another, where no one is the more important one. We're all, pay attention to all. I wonder if when he said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, that he was making an exasperated, don't you get it, kind of joke. We who claim to follow Jesus are still spreading too much hate, war, indifference, exploitation, and maybe more hate. Maybe Jesus was wondering out loud, will my disciples ever get it? Is Jesus still wondering? Maybe you're wondering. You went right to the end of the reading. You haven't talked about all the foot washing stuff, and that takes up most of the reading. I think the foot washing was another way for a likely exasperated Jesus to try to communicate that his agenda, his mission, the one thing that he wanted to communicate to the disciples and to anyone else, was about love. It was Passover. The beginning of the Passover meal, all present take part in a ceremonial hand washing. One person brings around a water and a towel, and they all dip their hands into the water and then dry them off. They were then prepared for the meal to come. Imagine this. When that was happening, Jesus got an idea. I can't teach these disciples about service to God and to one another in a way that reminds them of this, but this time I'll wash their feet, just like a servant does to those who enter a house. And Peter, well, he didn't get it right away. Peter was really good at not getting it, as were all the disciples. But after Jesus explained, Peter not only understood, at least a little, but he wanted the full treatment. I can imagine Jesus' response was a little like, hold on there, Rocky. This will be fine. You get what I'm trying to teach you. I want you to serve each other in the same way and with the same attitude that I have served you. Be humble and treat all with mutual respect. Jesus also had a small comment in our reading about Judas. The writer of John says that when Jesus said, not all of you are clean, he was referring to Judas. Who was about to betray him. Jesus, though, is the one who we have seen time and time again as the one with forgiveness in his heart. And at the end of the foot washing, the Passover meal, after Judas left, Jesus issued this new commandment. It wasn't really new at all. But Jesus really wanted the disciples to get this one above anything else. It was his reminder to them just before he died. Love one another. As we have experienced once again communion in digital space in these different and unnerving pandemic times, as we remember and celebrate over the next days and in the coming weeks, months, and years, let's remember that one thing. Maybe you've heard it enough that it is the first thing you think of every day. Maybe you've heard it so many times that you're tired of hearing it. Everything hangs on this. This is the message Jesus wanted the disciples to remember. This action is what Jesus wants all to do. It was then and still continues to be an old commandment. And Jesus said it again. Love one another. Let's remember it. Internalize it. Live it. Love one another. A new commandment. Amen.